The Central Illinois Ballet is putting on Dracula Dance on the Dark Side, their first production during the pandemic.
I decided to have a female Dracula in the second cast, and so the story is a little bit different than what it would be if you had a male Dracula.
That's Central Illinois Ballet founder Rebecca Von Rathney. I'm Daniel Musisi, and this is WCBU's On Deck from Peoria Public Radio.
Support for WCBU's On Deck comes from State Farm agent Aaron Kilgore. A Peoria native and active community member, Aaron can help customers with auto, home, and life insurance needs. Information at aaronismyagent.com.
Today is Monday, October 26th, and this is WCBU's On Deck from Peoria Public Radio. Illinois is trending in the wrong direction on COVID-19 case counts, and the Peoria area is no exception. Peoria City County Health Department Administrator Monica Hendrickson says positivity rates are on the rise. That's also leading to increases in more dire impacts.
This is expected, sadly. When you see increases in numbers of cases, you're going to see increases in number of hospitalizations, and those individuals that sadly the impact of the virus on them is mortality.
Unlike over the summer, Hendrickson says contact tracing efforts are now showing the majority of the spread is happening not at parties or big events, but small gatherings.
When we talk about your household, and we say you need to practice social distancing and face coverings, especially those outside of your household, that means anyone that doesn't live in your house, that physical location.
Many families will be gathering soon, with holidays right around the corner. Hendrickson says there are still safe ways to celebrate, such as meeting via Zoom rather than in person, or in smaller groups, or even outdoors.
The key is that no one's saying that you can't participate in these activities. We're just saying that you're going to do it slightly different. And I think as a community, we are flexible and understanding.
Hendrickson also reiterated a plea to continue social distancing and wearing face coverings, noting that no one is immune to the virus. Here are some of the stories on deck in the WCBU newsroom. Bradley University's COVID-19 positivity rate has increased slightly to 1.4%, but is still far below peak levels reached in September. The Pritzker administration and the Illinois Department of Revenue announced a new outreach initiative to increase earned income credit participation by targeting taxpayers who qualified but failed to claim the credit. And Paradise Hotel and Casino parent company Boyd Gaming is slated to release its third quarter results today. The East Peoria Casino took in nearly $26 million fewer dollars in revenue this fiscal year than it did in 2019. Find more on these stories and others at WCBU.org. The Central Illinois Ballet is putting on its first show since the COVID-19 pandemic began, but it'll be a little different. Tim Shelley spoke to Rebecca Von Rathney and Laurel Etzel about the production.
We've done Dracula before, about 2 years ago. Was the last time that we did Dracula. We did it 4 years in a row and then decided to change it up a little bit. But this year we decided to bring it back because, number one, we all missed it. It's such a fun production. But number two, it is a production that we could easily cut down for a smaller cast size, and a production that we could do in our black box theater, which would be so much easier. And I decided to have a female Dracula in the second cast. And so the story is a little bit different than what it would be if you had a male Dracula. So that's been a lot of fun for us to just play with and figure different scenes out and, you know, figure out what the storyline behind that would be.
So let's just talk a little bit about the logistics of this then. So, I mean, the actual dancers, you mentioned it was going to be a little bit more scaled down than in the past because we are still in the midst of a pandemic. I mean, how do you do that? Are they going to be socially distanced? Are they wearing masks? How I guess, are we doing that actual production?
You want me to take that one? So it is scaled down. The cast is smaller than 40. We are actually asking all of our people involved, the cast members and all the staff that will be here that day, to get COVID-19 testing ahead of that. So we're kind of being preventive that way. Until then, we typically wear our masks in here. We all, we're with each other a lot, but we don't trust each other that much. So we're wearing masks in preparation and staying, we have a very strict protocol for our company dancers and for our students alike. But structurally, we'll be, we have plenty of spaces. Our building is 8,000 square feet. We can spread out through the building. And like I said, we're preventatively testing to be sure.
How are you all practicing for this? I mean, I imagine you have to do quite a bit of recital before you, the actual event goes on. Are you doing that all together? Are you doing that virtually?
We are in person with each other rehearsing. We're here, the company's here from 10 to 2 most days of the week. And then we put everybody in the company with our student members on Thursday nights together. And so, like I said, there's less than 40 people at any given time together. And even in this room, when they're rehearsing, we're still plenty of space for being spread apart. Mm-hmm. And they're pulled up now because we're in preparation for videotaping. But we have, you can probably even see the indents on the floor. There were originally 10-foot markings in this room to dance, knowing that you would have 10 feet approximately around you at any given time to dance.
So I guess what's next? This will be the first production you put on during the pandemic. So does this open the door for other things? I don't know what might come next.
So next we have, we're planning Nutcracker. Also will be videotaped in here. We've hopes of maybe a small audience at that point, but we have full plans to be virtual. And then we have spring season shows as well that we've announced, but without dates. So we have our normal 4-show season, but they're all like TBA this year, which is really awkward for a production, for a performing arts company, but that's where we are. So
if you could just tell me a little bit about how you tune in.
All of our shows are available on Vimeo. We have a public page where there's little teaser videos. You can also subscribe. Vimeo has an on-demand service. Our 4 shows will be on Vimeo, and you'll also be able to purchase individual shows. So it's just like purchasing a ticket, but it'll happen in the video on-demand world instead.
That was Tim Shelley speaking with Rebecca Von Rathany and Laurel Etzel. The production premieres on Vimeo on Friday, October 30th. Before we let you go, the Pekin City Council meets tonight at 5:30, and the Peoria Public Schools District 150 Board of Education meets tonight at 6:30. You can expect to find more on these meetings tomorrow at wcbu.org. Thanks for choosing WCBU's On Deck from Peoria Public Radio. I'm Daniel Musisi. Support for WCBU's On Deck comes from State Farm Agent Aaron Kilgore. A Peoria native and active community member, Aaron can help customers with auto, home, and life insurance needs. Information at aaronismyagent.com.